Step away from the snow. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. As promised, Charlie Hebdo has published another controversial cover. But according to what I hear on the radio, what really seems to have the Muslim world buzzing is the unusual winter weather that's left a blanket of snow in northern Saudi Arabia.
Prompting this question on a religious website, is it permissible for Muslim fathers to build snowmen for their children?
Answer, absolutely not. A Saudi Arabian cleric was quoted as saying it is not permitted to make a statue out of snow, even by way of play and fun.
Do you want to build a snowman?
No.
Come on, let's go and play.
Not permitted. Although, I have to say, the type of snow persons that Saudis were posting on their Instagram selfies were not your typical three big snowballs in a corncob pipe. One had earrings, eyelashes, and a generous bust, and another was dressed in a wedding veil with a push-up corset. In any case, social media quickly split into pro and anti-snowman factions. Many people were pro, but not all.
Including one who wrote that building snowmen is imitating the infidels, and it promotes lustiness and eroticism.
That does sound a little extreme, don't you think? I mean, snowmen typically do not have genitalia, and any that they did have would melt the moment they got excited, right? But before we get self-righteous, let's also keep in mind that in our own country, as late as the 1980s, some cities in the Midwest banned dancing until Kevin Bacon gave that speech in Footloose.
And there was a time for this law, but not anymore. See, this is our time to dance.
Saudi Arabia needs you, Kevin. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.